Proclamation number 7590, dated the April 29th, 1960. Limitation of knowledge. Your intellectual knowledge is subject to limitations. Yet by way of inner enlightenment through the Spirit you can gain unlimited knowledge, and this particularly applies to spiritual matters. It applies to knowledge which cannot be verified, which concerns everything of a non-earthly single quote nature. For this knowledge can only be received from God, who distributes it in accordance with his wise judgment. Sharp as a person's intellect may be, he is unable to fathom spiritual domains, for God has reserved himself the right to enlighten the person who asks him for enlightenment, and who also fulfills the conditions that make him worthy of an answer. But precisely this spiritual knowledge results in the person's true understanding, which lifts him out of his state of darkness into the enlightened state of his original existence. Earthly knowledge is only of some value for the duration of earthly life, whereas spiritual knowledge remains forever. As long as a person lacks this spiritual knowledge, he lives in spiritual darkness. But he can gain this knowledge while he lives on earth. He can achieve a state of awareness. He can receive clarification about things which his human intellect is unable to explain. He can transcend the limits of his intellect and gain knowledge which will please him and which he can take with him into eternity. This knowledge is conveyed to him by God himself through the Spirit, providing he sincerely desires it and has fulfilled the necessary conditions, a one-living faith in God, which he has awakened to life through deeds of love, a sincere desire for truth and an inward listening in heartfelt contact with God, whose word he desires to hear. Living faith is necessary for a human being to believe that a direct communication from God is possible and listens for it, and he will receive an answer. God himself will guide him into truth. God himself will teach and explain to him whatever he wants to know. For God speaks through the Spirit to the spiritual spark within the person, because Spirit can only be heard by Spirit. And this divine Spirit knows everything without limitation. Only the human being himself limits the Spirit due to his will, due to the degree of his love, which also determines the degree of realization he will gain. He can penetrate the most profound knowledge concerning the reign and work of God and his plan of salvation. He can learn about everything which explains to him the purpose and meaning of creation and human existence. He can arrive at the most enlightening knowledge and thereby regain the degree of enlightenment with which he was originally blessed. He can, in fact, find solutions to spiritual problems which human intellect will never be able to solve, and his knowledge will never be restricted by God unless the person limits himself as a result of insufficient love or adverse will, which usually does not happen once a person could be taught by God's Spirit. For God does not set limits, but human will is free and is always respected. Even so, there is no evidence for spiritual knowledge unless a person accepts the working of the Spirit in himself as proof, which is indeed absolute proof to the believer, but it will not be accepted as proof by the unbeliever. For that reason, spiritual knowledge cannot be conveyed academically, for even if it were passed on from person to person, the other person would lack the conviction that this knowledge is the truth, as long as he, in turn, does not meet the conditions required by God to receive spiritual knowledge. Hence, everyone has to acquire enlightenment for himself, or at least desire it and turn to the right source. But no one should believe he can gain this knowledge with his intellect alone, because God himself is the primary source of all light. Because a human being can only gain true comprehension by way of God, who could think of nothing better than guide people into truth, conveying true knowledge to them, and thus lead them from a state of spiritual darkness into the light. For light alone is beatitude, and to gain enlightenment is purpose and goal for every human being on earth. Amen.